Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Time to welcome in our next guest, Ken Glickman, area arts and entertainment contributor and principal consultant for Gilbert Tweed. And you may have heard Get a Job, our segment on employment that is going to air every Monday now. And if you didn't hear that, you can check it out on 1320WILS.com. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jack?
Well, just fine. You had a little trip last week, right?
Yeah, I went down to Dallas, Texas.
All right. Visiting family there?
I was doing that, and I was also cooking because it was 104 to 106 degrees every day.
So you must think it's cool today.
So it's so lovely in Michigan. I mean, when you got up in the morning at 8 o'clock, it was 90 degrees. So it's really a whole nother way of looking at weather. No one plays outside in the summer. It's very, very strange.
Well, you know, Texans have a way of looking at the world and their superiority, so we have to give them something tough to deal with, and maybe a 90-degree temperatures when they get up is a good start.
Well, you know, there's more guns in Texas than there are people.
I've heard that.
And
very
so that's an interesting fact.
Well, I know you want to talk about belly dancing.
How did you know that?
Well, we have a lot to talk about, actually, including including the Great Lakes Folk Festival, right?
Well, that is the big thing this weekend. I wanted to really quickly wrap up some of the other things that are going on.
Okay.
Because theater is not gone. August is still a theater month, and they are, I believe this is the last weekend for the big hit over in Williamston, which is Five Course Love. It's a sort of a wacky musical, and it stars Laura Croft and Matt Gwynn and Aaron Moore, and we've talked about it before. It's a great show. Everyone that I know has loved it. I recommend it to people. They call me the next day and tell me how much they enjoyed it. So that's a big show at the Williamston Theater on Putnam Road in Williamston, and that's going through Sunday. Also, Sleeping Beauty is at the Riverwalk, and that is today and tomorrow, I believe. I believe that's the only thing. And then, Lansing is so strange, Jack. They put theaters every place. Now, there's a theater called the Mid-Michigan Family Theater. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
It is in the Frandorf Shopping Center between Holden Reed and the Dress Barn. And it is a family theater. I've heard of several people who have been in plays there. And it's supposed to be a delightful place. www.mmft.net, if anyone wants information. Once Upon a Shoe is the show that they're doing now. It's always family theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be fun to see. And then next week, we'll talk about this more next Thursday, but next week, the Renegade Theater Festival is in its fifth year. This is a great series of small little plays being done in Old Town, and you go from venue to venue to venue to see these plays in small little areas. And it's always packed, and it's getting busier every year. So that's next week. We'll talk more about that.
That's a big deal. It's really getting a lot of people involved and people who would not normally get to Old Town.
Absolutely. It's really a great thing. And I remember going there, and I wasn't able to get in because it was so busy. I also want to mention real quickly, tomorrow night at the Lake Lansing Band Shell at Lake Lansing Park in Hazlitt, they have Belfast Gin and the Glen Aaron Pipe Band playing, and that's always fun at the band shell. But the big thing, of course, is the Great Lakes Folk Festival. Now, of all of the festivals we have in town, mm-hmm. and we have a lot, starting really with the Arts Festival in May, I think the Great Lakes Folk Festival is the largest. I don't know what their budget is. I think it's about $1 million a year. And they have several stages all over the East Lansing downtown area, probably about five stages and lots of food booths and things like that, and they have evening performances as well as afternoon. They have a dance tent. It is just, it is my favorite festival because I like acoustic music, mm-hmm. and you just see a lot of banjo playing and guitar playing and piano, and it's just great. And of course, ethnic stuff from all over the world. They have people from Bulgaria. They have flamenco stuff this year. They have ukulele from Hawaii. And the other thing that's really wonderful about this festival is you get to see a band several times. Usually when you go to a concert, you see them once, and that's it. But here you get to see a band three or four times. They will give different concerts in different locations at different times. And people who are real groupies will travel with one band and just see them several times. And it's always fun to see the same band several times, especially if you like them. And that's always great. So that is Friday night on the 13th. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it goes until about 11.
Okay.
And then Saturday, they start at noon, and they go all the way through. They have Zydeco stuff. They've got Azerbaijan music. I wonder what that's like. Cowboy music. Now, that's good for you, Jack. Would you like cowboy music?
Oh, absolutely. Take my chaps off right now. no, when we talk about, one thing about the Great Lakes Folk Festival, Ken, there's something for everyone, and you may not like jazz. You may not like blues. You may not like different forms of music, but there is probably something that's going to interest you at the Folk Festival. Whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's history, there's something for everyone.
Well, this started out, I don't know if you remember, as the United States Folk Festival.
I don't remember
that. And that was, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, maybe more. And they did it for 3 years, and they do this all around the country. It's supported by the U.S., I believe the U.S. government. And then they leave it up to the community after that to go in their footsteps and do it on their own. And it was very, very tightly wound with the MSU Museum. It still is, but not quite as much as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And East Lansing has done a great job of continuing this and making it as big as it is.
Well, that's
so
great.
There
are a lot of other things, as you mentioned last week. It seems as if that theater groups, after Renegade, then they gear up for the new season. And I'm not sure if this is the end of one season or the start of the next.
Yeah, sort of in between.
Exactly. But it won't be long, and we'll have some terrific shows coming on September. And one of my favorites each year is the Back to Broadway that is being done at the Owosso Community Players. I'm looking forward to that in mid-September as well. And Kate Takaki and that group will be out there performing. So there's an awful lot to look forward to, and maybe this is a chance to, after this week, to catch your breath and get ready for a start of a new season.
And the other thing I want to mention, and it's obvious to some people, but maybe not to all, excuse me, I really have a cough today, is that the Great Lakes Folk Festival is, of course, free. And so here you get a whole weekend of nonstop entertainment from 11 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. And it's totally free. You just take your chair and you just go from stage to stage. And it's just an amazing opportunity for the community to come together and to hear some great music and to enjoy themselves.
Well, where will you be? Will you be out there most of the weekend?
I would like to be. I've got stuff going, but we always go. I mean, it's sometimes you just sort of leave. And now, I don't know a lot of the groups this year. I don't know any of the groups this year personally, but sometimes in the past I have,
mm-hmm.
and I've made it my business to see a particular concert. I don't know if the stages are going to be in the same place, but
okay.
They used to have the evening concerts down at the Valley Court area.
Right.
And I don't know if that's going to be that was like the main stage. That's where everybody used to go. And boy, we used to hear some great concerts there. So I will be out and about for sure.
Well, it won't be hard to find the music. You'll hear it, and you can just follow the sound wafting through downtown East Lansing. So.
Oh, and the organization of it, the whole logistics, it's so wonderful. I mean, every stage has their own sound system and their own speakers. I really enjoy the dance tent. The dance tent is over by Beggar's Banquet and back of Beggar's Banquet. And they just do all kinds of dance music, and it's a huge tent, and people go out and they just start to dance, and it's great to watch them, and it's great to listen to the music as well. So.
Well, as a big belly dance fan, I can imagine that you would be certainly attracted to that.
And there are a lot of large bellies over there, actually.
Ken, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
It was fun as usual. We'll talk to you later.
All right. And a reminder that you can here get a job, and that is Ken contributing information, very valuable information, to everyone who is looking for employment or looking to find the right employee. And we're going to be doing that every Monday in the 6 o'clock hour. So that is our Get a Job segment, and you can look forward to that every Monday. All right. We will be back with much, much more. Our final segment, Jack and Scott on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.